Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight is a particular honor for me because, let's face it, my presence on this stage is pretty unlikely. My father was a foreign student, born and raised in a small village in Kenya. He grew up herding goats, went to school in a tin roof shack. His father, my grandfather, was a cook.
Welcome to Current Events with Patrick Cook. I'm your host, Patrick Cook, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas, as I do every Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Time, 5 o'clock Eastern. We are the number one resource for small business and nonprofits. To learn how you can showcase your business or nonprofit, go to our website at TaylorMade101.com. That's TaylorMade101.com for details. Man, we have another great show in store for you today. So sound the alarm. Get on Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare, Tumblr. Send out emails and text messages. Call your friends and family and tell them to tune in right now to Current Events with Patrick Cook. To join the conversation, the number to call is 323-580-5712. Once again, the number is 323-580-5712. And for those of you that are listening via Blog Talk Radio, leave your comment. Click the follow button or follow me on Twitter, and that's at TaylorMade101. I'll be reading your tweets live on the air. And I also have a chat room open. Out there in the chat room, you can leave your comments or ask questions. So whatever your pleasure, chat room, Twitter, Facebook, or just plain old my bell, we want to hear from you. But first, let's take a look at the current events. Welcome to tonight's show. And quite naturally, most of you know I air the show every Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Time on Sundays. And tonight I wanted to have a special edition. And the special edition is going to be talking about what's a Facebook-like work. Now, of course, this is in kind of a precursor to the Facebook IPO that will be all the talk tomorrow. So I want to talk a little bit about why this is a real big deal. Now, of course, news at yahoo.com says that in one of the largest initial public offerings of stock ever, Facebook said Thursday that it is raising at least $16 billion for itself and its early investors in a transaction that values the world's definitive online social network at, get this, y'all, a $104
billion.
$104 billion, with a B. B as in Bravo. $104 billion. Now, the article goes on to say that Facebook prices IPO at $38 a share on today. And at the top of the expectations, which was, of course, between $34 and $38. The company is selling just a portion of its shares as part of the offering. And the $38 price means that all of its shares will be worth about $104 billion, giving the company a market value higher than Amazon.com and other well-known companies such as Kraft, Disney, and McDonald's. Now, Facebook stock is priced, is expected to begin trading on a stock exchange tomorrow morning under the ticker symbol FB, Foxtrot Bravo, FB. And I want to talk a little bit about what that means and how you go about, you know, purchasing the stock and some of the challenges I ran into. So I'm going to come and give you my experience on trying to get the stock, at least putting my bid in for the stock, and how hopefully I will be able to capitalize on some of the earnings that will be made tomorrow. Now, of course, some will argue if it's the best thing, this IPO from Facebook is the best thing since sliced bread. You'll hear people saying, yeah, everybody on social networking sites, this is a new hot thing. But you would also hear people argue the exact opposite. You will hear some people say there's no brick and mortar. They're not selling a product. They really don't provide a service. For example, you don't go and get a Facebook car, or you don't buy a Facebook candle, or you don't buy a Facebook monitor or computer. So it's not something tangible that you can get for an exchange, a one-to-one exchange. And on the other hand, you know, people talk about the real worth of this Facebook phenomenon. So I want to know what you think. What do you think about this Facebook IPO and the company being valued at $104 billion? Now, of course, tomorrow morning when you wake up, every news channel in the world will be talking about Facebook IPO. So you're not going to be able to get away from it. You're not going to be able to hide or not hear any coverage about the IPO because it's going to be phenomenal. But what do you think? Is it really worth the $38 per share? And ultimately, the price it will be at the end of the day, because it will go up. I guarantee you that you're going to see a big swing in that stock price when the bell opens, when the bell sounds. Now, what the value will end up as, who knows? But we know people that have a lot of money will dump a lot of money in that shares early on and probably will play the market, you know, in and out because it's going to be a heavy hitter. But what do you think? Do you believe the value is worth the $38 per share? And also, the company, is it worth $104 billion? Now, of course, I am going to give you my 2 cents after the break, but I do want you to weigh in. And to weigh in, the number to call is 323-580-5712. Once again, the number is 323-580-5712. And then when we return, I'm going to tell you what I think a Facebook like is worth. You're listening to Current Events with Patrick Cook. Be back in a moment.
Cook Enterprises has joined forces with Google Inc. and Amazon.com. With this new partnership, our companies, Tailor Made Training and Consulting, Current Events, and Ask Seema, can now offer you the best deals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether you're looking for discounted books for your book club or a very special gift for a friend, family member, or loved one, TaylorMade's Marketplace is where you should go first. Visit our website at TaylorMade101.com and click on Marketplace to get the best deals today.
Current Events with Patrick Cook is joining the fight with First Lady Michelle Obama to help feed hungry children and stop childhood obesity. During the school year, many children receive free and reduced price breakfast and lunch as a result of the school breakfast and national school lunch programs. However, when the last bell sounds, marking the end of the school year, for many, it marks the beginning of hunger that will plague them throughout the summer. Here at Current Events, we're going to fill that nutrition gap and make sure children can get the nutritious meals they need. To learn how you can help with this worthy cause, go to TaylorMade101.com and click on Hunger Free. That's TaylorMade101.com and click on Hunger Free.
Thank you for your call. Let me read you a couple of my Twitter family, and then I'll have you respond, Dr. Hutchinson. But I want to read the first one from one of my best Twitter family members, Ask Jamal. and ask Gma says, Reverend Al, today is my birthday, and I'm sitting in Barnes & Noble Starbucks watching you online, driving people around me crazy. And I want to wave at her and the folks she's driving crazy and wish her a happy birthday on her 21st birthday. That's my friend. And, of course, my Eastbourne.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Current Events with Patrick Cook.
Patrick Cook.
Welcome back to Current Events with Patrick Cook. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about the show that I normally have on Thursday. And, of course, for most of you, you may know that on Thursdays I have this scholarship drive. And the scholarship drive is primarily to kind of introduce the world to who I am, what I've done, and to help raise money for my college scholarship drive fund. And so real quickly, I'm going to just tell the people that are listening today, my name is Patrick Cook. I'm an Iraqi war veteran. I served 12 years in the United States Army, and I've served many communities in Colorado, Alabama, and Texas. I have an undergraduate degree in computer science as well as a graduate degree in computer science, and I just been accepted into the PhD program at Texas Tech University in engineering. I intend to enter in the fall, and during that time frame, I will begin, begin the completion of a journey in computer security. So my background is in technology. And so I was doing a few things, i.e. Going through scholarship, raising funds. And so if you want to kind of donate to the General Scholarship Fund, just go out to TaylorMadeTalkRadio.blogspot.com. That's TaylorMade TalkRadio.blogspot.com. And on the right-hand side, you will see the college scholarship drive, and just click donate. And, you know, whatever your heart desires, you know, $10, $100, $1,000 towards the scholarship fund would be muchly appreciated. Now on to the matter at hand. This Facebook like thing, right? So I often tell people because of my experience in social media marketing, my experience with TaylorMade training and consulting, we often do a lot of social media marketing, social media training, social media strategies for people. And people often ask the question, what is a like worth? You know, what's the big deal? You know, not to mention you hear all of the hoopla with this Facebook IPO. I told you a few seconds ago or a few minutes ago that it is worth about $104 billion. But why? And so the reality is you're going to hear people at for social media. You're going to hear people against social media, and you're going to hear arguments on both sides. But here's the truth. The fact of the matter is, the reason why Facebook can really change the game, if you will, when it comes to social media marketing, when it comes to social networking, is simply because of the amount of data that they have on each individual person. When you look at the fact that magazines and TV ads, they both employ marketing and advertising strategies. But when you look at the fact that you never can really tell for sure who's buying your magazine, you never can really tell for sure who's watching a TV ad, because there's really no interaction between the consumer and the producer. If I'm producing goods, I produce a mass product. I can't tell if Lori is actually buying my product, or if Lori is actually even perusing the marketing ads or anything like that. But with this Facebook phenomenon, and this whole concept of this like, you have an extraordinary amount of data on an individual when they go out to your page or when they go out and visit your when they talk about your product or your service. And so the phenomenon really is when you sign up for Facebook, you offer an extraordinary amount of information about yourself, what you do, what you like, what you don't like, you know, what you ate for breakfast, what you ate for lunch. And you visit these web pages, and you've noticed most of the web pages now are having you log in with your Facebook profile. And so now, instead of me as a company or a producer, as an owner, small business owner, having to make a guess about who's buying my product or who's perusing my sites, I now have specific demographic data to the very granularity of that I need to make decisions. And so there's no other phenomenon right now that has that amount of information. So what these people are really paying for is your data. It's the fact that you go out as a consumer and you watch or you monitor or you like a page, you've told that producer, that owner, a whole lot about you and what you like, if you will. And so I think it's an extraordinary model, because now you no longer truly have to guess about what is going on or who is visiting your site, and you can now generalize. You no longer have to be to generalize on an issue. You can now have a lot of information with extreme specificity. So much so that big companies are now getting involved in spending millions of dollars towards pumping into Facebook. So I want you to take a listen to CBS News. A story about this very same thing. Take a listen.
Is increasing the amount of stock it will sell tomorrow when the company goes public. Analysts now predict investors will put a value of more than $100 billion on Facebook.
But another big number may be more important to advertisers, the number of times that Facebook users like something. Rebecca Jarvis is here with a look at that. Rebecca, good morning.
Charlie and Erica, good morning to you. And Facebook executives, they've been traveling the country trying to convince investors that the company can make money. Now, we know it's a powerful way to stay connected to friends, but the question is, how does that translate to profits for businesses?
Turkey, bacon, guacamole, everything on there?
You may already like Quiznos, but if you make it official and like the company on Facebook, you get a free sub the next time you order a meal.
Why would you give away a $5 sandwich just because someone gives you a thumbs up on Facebook?
It actually builds an online loyalty base for us, which is really important. And we've got approximately 600,000 people now that are on our Face page, and that allows us to communicate back and forth with them, actually sometimes on a daily or a weekly basis.
Greg McDonald is the CEO of Quiznos. He's part of a growing push to make advertising interactive using things like the Facebook Like button.
Is a customer who likes you on Facebook more valuable than one who doesn't?
The advantage that we have with Facebook customers, again, is they've opted in and they've selected in to want to know more about Quiznos. So it allows us to engage and tell them more about the brand, which is really, really important to us.
Around the world, people post 2 billion likes to the social network every day, and almost every business wants a cut.
What's the value of these likes to the businesses?
Well, it really depends on the type of business that you run and how much that data will be shared between your friends on Facebook. How similar are they to you? Are they likely to buy the same products? If there's a lot of overlap, then that's pretty valuable.
That's what Facebook will have to prove to get company ad dollars.
Why do you want to be
in an interview last fall, Facebook executive Sheryl Sandberg explained.
Marketers have always been looking for that person who's not just going to buy, but spread the word to their friends. What we do on Facebook is we enable marketers to find that, and then if I do it on Facebook, I'm sharing with an average of 130 people. And so it becomes word-of-mouth marketing at scale.
Marketing on the social network takes many forms. Companies can buy ads on Facebook or have fan pages for free.
Standard color touch radio system.
General Motors decided this week that Facebook's paid ads aren't helping sell cars, but GM's keeping the fan pages. And sources tell CBS News the automaker's still spending $30 million on consultants to come up with a social media strategy. Ford, on the other hand, is spending one of four marketing dollars on digital ads. They say 60% of people that like them on Facebook end up shopping for Fords.
So it's actually the combination of paid and content that seems to be the most effective to date.
Ford launched its most recent Ford Explorer, not at an auto show, but on Facebook. And Ford says the response was huge.
Some of the metrics on our launches are much better than a Super Bowl. Not that we'd never do a Super Bowl. It's just that, you know, we ourselves were surprised.
So as you can tell, the major heavy hitters, as they begin to talk about Facebook and begin to downplay the importance of the significance of Facebook, they're all spending millions of dollars putting together a social media strategy for Facebook. Because they realize, just like I've said earlier, that the importance of the data, the facts. Because the reality is, you no longer have to guess about who's engaging in your product. And so I like to talk of I like this article that was written by Jamie Becklin. And the article is entitled "The End of Demographics: How Marketers Are Going Deeper with Personal Data," which is, you know, it's an ongoing theme about this data and about marketers and this specificity that they're getting with this Facebook like button. And it says marketers have built a temple that needs to be torn down. Demographics have defined the target consumer for more than half a century poorly. Now, with emerging interest, graphs from social networks, behavioral data from search outlets, and life cycle forecasting, we have much better ways of targeting potential customers. The rise of mass-produced consumer goods also brought the rise of mass-market advertising. In the 1950s and 1960s, the goal of television was to aggregate the most possible eyeballs for advertisers in order to convince consumers that an advertising message was relevant to them. Consumers had to buy the idea that they were just like everyone else. So in the grand scheme of things, when you hear people downplay what is Facebook selling, you know, they're not producing a product. The reality is, you know, they are in the business of aggregation or collecting data about a person or two. And so that is the reason you or one can be so successful using this Facebook tool, because you collect this enormous amount of data. So the article goes on to say that marketers created that buy-in by bucketing people into generations. So you'll hear baby boomer generations, of course. You'll hear Generation X and Generation Next. And it's much easier to sell people when you're talking about an aggregation, because they have a similar qualities, right? You hear people that says baby boomers do this, Generation Xers do this. And they've tried that strategy for a number of years, but that concept or that ideology is breaking down day by day because of this Facebook phenomenon. Now, of course, it's much easier to sell people stuff if you aggregate some people together, especially when consumers accept their generational classification. If you begin to self-identify with this, I'm a baby boomer, I'm a Generation Xer, or I'm a Yer, or I'm a millennia. If you begin to identify with this, then of course you begin to accept the idea that, yes, this product is for me. But now that entire system has broken down. The year that someone was born will not tell you how likely they will buy your product or how likely they will frequent your business. Now, fragmentation is now the norm because of a pace of change and acceleration. People are doing a lot of different things. Generations have been getting smaller because there are fewer unifying characteristics of young people. So if you look at the generations, and people ask often, you know, what are the baby boomers, what are Xers, and what are Yers and Zs and millennials? Well, the general characterization is baby boomers are from 1945-ish to 64. Xers are from 65 to 80, 79, 80. Ys are from the 80 to 90s, mid-90s. And then this next generation is from 95 to 2000. So 95 to 2000 plus. So with this recent rise of the social web and people self-selecting to their own identifying group, things are more fragmented, so temporal. There are no overarching top-down approaches to categorizing people in a certain category. So here is where we can now begin to target people or place people in something that makes them more or less unique as opposed to categorizing them in some conglomerate, if you will. So let's take let's line them up together. Let's see why the like is so important. When you look at the first view of the demographic component, boomers, Generation Y, Generation X, et cetera, then you will find that the demographic overview kind of puts you into a broader category as a mom, a range of ages, and maybe a household income plus or minus, you know, $5,000 if you're making about 50 or 60K. But with this new phenomenon with Facebook, the data that's collected on an individual is broken down a lot further. You're talking about if a woman, you get your first child between 5 to 9 months, how much you spend online is carried with you, how far you live from your friends, from the places you frequent. I mean, there are so many different social media type of tools and apps that it can almost track everything you do and its data is collected. Whether you live within 3 miles of an existing facility, whether you go, where you work out 5 times a week, where you eat healthy or where you not. I mean, all of this data is collected on you, which makes the producer a lot more knowledgeable about who you are and what you do, which means that they can now tailor a strategy to sell you goods or services. This is the value of the like button. The fact that they can collect so much data about the individual that it really narrows down, or it really gives them a lot of information to really not waste time and effort on a mass media product, when they can really tailor a specific product or service for you. This is the true value of the like. Now, there are other works of Facebook outside of collecting this data. Of course, the second piece that is really championed on first Facebook is this word of mouth. So you have this concept of we friends and we share and we do all these things together. But what's interesting is that if I like something, literally and figuratively, then I am more likely to tell people that about that product. You know, I'm more likely to tell a person that, ooh, this was really good, or ooh, this was really bad, right? And so because of that, I now, my followers, I think this says about 130 followers per person, then that particular person now can share that information instantaneously with all their friends. And wow, what value is that? I just ate the new burger down at Burgerland, and it was delicious. I just put that out on Facebook. Man, this burger at Burgerland was delicious. Now, all 130 of my friends now know to go to Burgerland and try this delicious burger that my friend said was absolutely wonderful. Automatically have tapped into free marketing, free advertising, word of mouth, if you will, for that particular product and service. And it's a really effective tool to use. And then lastly, I would say the real value is that it's free. You have an opportunity, if you're a small business owner or a major corporation, to advertise or market your product on a social network for absolutely $0. Now, of course, you can sell ads and you can place ad placement and things of that nature. But there's a lot of data around it not being so cost effective to purchase the ads. And then you will hear people argue on both sides of the coin. But the reality is they are truly using this free tool to get free marketing, word of mouth advertising. Great, great concept altogether. This, again, is the value of the like. We're going to take a break. When we return, we're going to take your phone calls. The number to dial is 323-580-5712. Once again, the number is 323-580-5712. You're listening to Current Events with Patrick Cook. Be back in a moment.
Cook
enterprises have joined forces with Google Inc. and Amazon.com. With this new partnership, our company's tailor-made training and consulting, current events, and AskGema can now offer you the best deals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether you're looking for a discounted book for your book club or a very special gift for a friend, family member, or loved one, TaylorMade's Marketplace is where you should go first. Visit our website at TaylorMade101.com and click on Marketplace to get the best deals today.
Thank you for your call. Let me read you a couple of my Twitter family, and then I'll have you respond, Dr. Hutchinson. But I want to read the first one from one of my best Twitter family members, Ask Jima. And Ask Jima says, Reverend Al, today is my birthday, and I'm sitting in Barnes & Noble Starbucks watching you online, driving people around me crazy. And I want to wave at her and the folks she's driving crazy and wish her a happy birthday on her 21st birthday. That's my friend. And of course, my East Bronx.
Need a new website? Haven't figured out your social media strategy? Are you finally ready to tweet, post, or blog? Well, look no further. Go to TaylorMade101.com. That's TaylorMade101.com. We are the number one resource for small businesses and nonprofits. We're a full service, interactive consulting firm specializing in social media marketing, web design, technology workshops, as well as leadership and management training. So go to TaylorMade101.com. That's TaylorMade101.com. Google me.
Welcome back to Current Events with Patrick Cook. Now, of course, we're talking about what's a Facebook like worth. You hear a lot of people going on Facebook. You hear a lot of people talking about social media. You may be hearing the term social media marketing. There's also another term out there, social networking. You hear about all these social apps, right? All of these things. And I bring this up, and I have this special edition tonight, mainly because Facebook IPO is coming out tomorrow. And if you haven't heard, just go out to the Wall Street Journal, Yahoo News, Money Magazine, and most any article, many periodical will be talking about this Facebook IPO. Now, of course, I spoke earlier about this is one of the largest initial public offerings, IPO, initial public offerings of stock ever. Now, Facebook said Thursday that it is raising at least $16 billion for itself. And it is early investors in a transaction that values the world's definitive online social network at $104 billion. Billion with a B. Now, of course, it's a big windfall for a company that began 8 years ago with no way to make money. But its IPO was initially priced between $34 and $38. They actually settled on $38 per share today, which were at the top of the expectations. Now, the company will be opening, offering the shares. Now, actually, they offered it at the end of today's closing of the market. What was interesting about getting into the stock, right, you kind of get into a queue. And I called my broker, and my broker was like, hey, if you're going to do this, you have to do it today at 3 o'clock when the markets close. Then the Facebook symbol, FB, Foxtrot Bravo, will be open and available to you at that time. So I was on the impression initially that I could wait till them first thing in the tomorrow morning, buy, you know, when the bell sounds, when they ring the bell, buy the stock then and put my order into the stock. The reality is, if you didn't get in today, or if you didn't get in around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, you're in this long queue, right? This long queue of all these shares. It's going to be a very hot topic tomorrow. People are going to be buying these shares, coming and going. And so wait until tomorrow if you really want this stock. Probably you're going to put you in a position where you're not going to get them right away when it opens up. Because, you know, the pre-market is going to start pushing that $38 upward. I recall when another IPO came out a couple of years ago, and they were saying it was going to be priced at around $44, $45. And I did wait till the following morning or the morning of the IPO opening. And then by the time that I was able to buy the purchase, it was at, you know, it had already jumped $10 to $15 by that time. So my initial purchase, the number of shares that I wanted to purchase right away, I couldn't purchase because the fact that it had went up so high that quickly, because, you know, it's a supply and demand type of deal. But I'm excited to say I am in line this time. I am in the queue. I did put my bid in. I'm not real sure what is going to end up opening up at the morning, but I am in the game this time, as opposed to waiting and not being in the game at all. I'm very excited about it because I use Facebook. I use Facebook primarily for my online business, for my life, as a part of my social activity, is how I engage with people I haven't seen in a long time. And so I'm very excited about it, just like I would be excited about purchasing stock that I use. You know, you really want to kind of be involved in using the purchasing the stock that you're going to be using. So I'm excited to be a part of it. Now, what is it going to look like in the long haul? Right, that's the real question. What will this stock do, 6 months from now, 6 years from now? And that's the real question. And that's why you hear, you know, these a lot of people talk about the fact that, you know, Facebook is not selling a product. You hear they're not providing a true service. So there's a lot of skepticism about purchasing in the stock. And then you'll hear on the other side of the argument that this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, right? Oh, I'm going to be all over this stock. So the question I pose tonight, what is a Facebook life really worth? So I want you to weigh in on this. What do you think? Is it really worth $104 billion? Is this something that's going to have the staying power of a Google or Microsoft or an Apple? Is Facebook going to be around, or is this the next, you know, fad? Is this another MySpace? Will it stand the test of time? I have my opinion. What's yours? To weigh in, the number to call is 323-580-5712. Once again, the number is 323-580-5712. And I also have a chat room open. Out there in the chat room, you can make your comments or leave your questions. But at any rate, I want to break down for you what I think this Facebook like is worth, right? What is this? What is the big deal about Facebook? Now, as I talked about earlier, and I will continue to emphasize, that I think there are three main pieces of this, right? The first one is the enormous amount of data that Facebook collects on each individual person. Now, historically, you had your advertising vehicles like TV. You have your marketing vehicles like radio or magazines or newspaper and periodicals that people purchase. But there's no real data. And as I talked about earlier, they used to, in order to use or to use data to market to specific individuals, they use these titles. Whether you're a baby boomer, whether you're a Generation X, or whether you're a Generation Y. And so all of those things will probably it kind of puts you in a position where you're categorized or lumped into a big pile. But with this Facebook, or this, I should say, this social media phenomenon, it has allowed people to now to be more or less individualized. Meaning that if I go out to Pepsi.com, I am no longer a person without a face. You now have some specific demographic data about me, what I like, how often I purchase, where I go, what month, what days of the week that I actually purchase these products. Because we go out as individuals and put an enormous amount of free marketing collection of data that you could, I mean, right now, if people was to sit there and say, I'm going to give you $100 to tell me everything about you, you would primarily say no. But for somehow, Zuckerberg has got everybody to put in all this information about themselves that is really so valuable when it's talking about running metrics, when it's talking about collecting data, when it's talking about if I need to sell a product, if I need to sell ice cream, I can now tell you what flavor of ice cream that a person eats, when they're most likely to buy that ice cream, when they're not most likely to buy. I can tell you almost down to the very single minute that a person is going to do something because of all of this enormous amount of data that they're freely given. So that's the first real reason why Facebook is an enormous vehicle for marketers or for major businesses, small or major corporations, because you have so much data. The second thing is this whole concept of word of mouth. If I, and then they say on average about 130 followers, if I have a 130 followers on my Facebook page or friends, if you will, and the fact that I want to go out and talk about some ice cream that I purchased and I absolutely love this new flavor. I went to icecreamshop.com, purchased some ice cream, tasted it, and it was the best thing. What do? I go out and I punch it in on Facebook. I punch it in on Twitter. I punch it in on my social network and Google Plus sites. And all of a sudden, everybody that I'm engaged with now knows icecream.com had this delicious ice cream. And because of that, guess what people are going to be doing? Going right out to icecream.com. Now, icecream.com couldn't have reached, wouldn't have been able to reach that amount of people so quickly and so effectively, but through social media, they're able to do that. And then finally, I want to say is that the cost. You know, I do a seminar or I do a training that I called Talk is Cheap, using social media as a cost effective way to market and grow your business. And I do that because the reality is you can do these things for little or no cost. Well, let me restate that. You can do these things at little cost because there is some cost. And that cost is not financial. It's really elbow grease, if you will. It's your time. And so that's why I believe that this social media careers or jobs are very, very valuable because of an enormous amount of time that people have to put into building blogs, establishing content. And I want to talk about content for a minute. The reality is really why Facebook is so huge is because of the content. Now, what I mean by content, it's the amount of information or articles or data that you provide an individual, right? And in a lot of cases, if you're a blogger, you have a niche market, and your niche market, let's say ice cream. Let's stick with the whole theme of ice cream. And I want to talk about flavors of ice cream. I want to talk about, whether they should be cooled at 32 degrees or 31 degrees or 30 degrees and what it tastes like when I'm sampling those different temperatures. I want to talk about ice cream with fruit in it. I want to talk about ice cream with nuts in it. I want to talk about healthy ice cream, sugar-free ice cream. All the information that I'm giving you on my blog is content rich. It's providing you with information that's going to keep you coming back, right? And so that is a big major component of social media sites or blogging or these websites, right? So how does Facebook do that? Well, Facebook does it because it has millions of people providing this rich content every day. Now, although the content may not be in a niche market, as in the example that I gave with ice cream, but it is content rich because you have people exchanging dialogue. It is always somebody over there giving information about or giving their opinion or giving, giving lectures or giving information. In other words, Facebook lives with rich content on a day-to-day basis and is growing. I don't know if you noticed the fact that if you look at the fact that Facebook continues to bleed over into all age groups, young, old. It doesn't discriminate based on race or gender or religion or sexual orientation. It hasn't any of that. So it has an enormous amount of people that are involved and that are using Facebook. And so it's really a good vehicle for people to get out and use and take an advantage of. Again, this is one of the biggest IPOs that I think that's going to be in this generation. We've seen Google, we've seen Microsoft, we've seen Apple grow. Those are enormous amount of they're huge right now, over $300-$400. I think Apple lost a lot today, but for the most part, it's still quadruple amount it was when it was first introduced its initial offering. So here we are now as a society in which everybody uses in some form or fashion. You know, you don't have to have a computer. You can use your smartphone. You know, you don't have to have a tablet. You don't have to have a laptop, you know, to have a Facebook account. You don't have to subscribe to it, right? So it makes it really easy for people to get involved in Facebook. And again, it's free. And so everybody has a Facebook account, or more than likely everybody. So now they're going to come out and offer these shares at $38 a share. The question, though, is, are you going to get in on it? And if you are going to get in, have you done your homework? Have you looked at the valuation or what's the real value of this Facebook stock? And if so, do you think it's worth $104 billion? After all, they don't produce anything, right? They don't provide any service. So why is Facebook worth $104 billion? Well, I gave you my opinion. What's yours? The number to call is 323-580-5712. Once again, the number is 323-580-5712. Well, at the top of the hour, I'm pretty excited about Kellington joining us here at the top of the hour. And so he is he's going to be telling us a little bit about how you go about, you know, financially getting involved in investing. Now, he's not going to talk specifically about any particular product with respect to a stock or not, but he's going to give us some general knowledge on what one should do. How do you prepare yourself? How do you get involved? Now, I wanted to bring in a financial expert because most of my followers know or my audience know with my show on current events. You know, my profession is a software engineer, is in computers and technology and social media marketing and web service security. That is my expertise. That is my domain. And so I wanted to bring in a heavy hitter that's going to be able to talk to you about specifics when it comes to investing, when it comes to saving, when it comes to different products to get you in. Because, again, tomorrow this Facebook IPO is huge. Now, whether you get into that IPO or not, it's an enormous amount of opportunities available to you at this time. The market is turning around. We are 4,000 or 5,000 points ahead of where we were a long time ago. I encourage you to at least stay around to listen to Kellington. He is a great financial advisor. He's been doing this for many, many years, and he's going to be coming up after the break. And so stay around. I really want you to call in, ask questions, find out more information about how to go about this. But I tell you, this is going to be a big deal tomorrow. And I encourage people to find out as much information as you can about investing. It's really something. Not just in Facebook. You know, I would encourage. I just tell you my experience, but in general, you know, putting some aside and preparing yourself. Now, of course, we've had some challenges over the last several years, but I think things are turning around. So it's a great time to get knowledgeable about it before you start jumping in. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we return, we're gonna be bringing on Kellington here within the next several minutes or so. Stick around. You're listening to Current Events with Patrick Cook.
enterprises have joined forces with Google Inc. and Amazon.com. With this new partnership, our companies, TaylorMade Training and Consulting, Current Events, and Ask Shima, can now offer you the best deals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether you're looking for discounted books for your book club or a very special gift for a friend, family member, or loved one, TaylorMade's Marketplace is where you should go first. Visit our website at TaylorMade101.com and click on Marketplace to get the best deals today.
Current Events with Patrick Cook is joining the fight with First Lady Michelle Obama to help feed hungry children and stop childhood obesity. During the school year, many children receive free and reduced price breakfast and lunch as a result of the school breakfast and national school lunch programs. However, when the last bell sounds, marking the end of the school year, for many, it marks the beginning of hunger that will plague them throughout the summer. Here at Current Events, we're going to fill that nutrition gap and make sure children can get the nutritious meals they need. To learn how you can help with this worthy cause, go to TaylorMade101.com and click on Hunger Free. That's TaylorMade101.com and click on Hunger Free.
Thank you for your call. Let me read you a couple of my Twitter family, and then I'll have you respond, Dr. Hutchinson. But I want to read the first one from one of my best Twitter family members, Ask Jima. And Ask Jima says, Reverend Al, today is my birthday, and I'm sitting in Barnes & Noble Starbucks watching you online, driving people around me crazy, and I want to wave at her and the folks she's driving crazy and wish her a happy birthday on her 21st birthday. That's my friend, and of course, my East Bloom.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Current Events with Patrick Cook.
Patrick Cook.
Welcome back to Current Events with Patrick Cook. To join the conversation, the number to call is 323-580-5712. Once again, the number is 323-580-5712. Now, we've been talking about what's a Facebook like, you know, and it has been pretty interesting because a lot of times, you know, we have actually used products, and although we're using these products, we don't invest in them, to be honest, quite honest with you. Now, we know that the products are like toilet paper, dishwashing liquid, Tide. There's just a lot of examples out there. And here's another opportunity, an opportunity that that Facebook is out there. And not to mention, we actually provide a lot of input for Facebook. We are the reason, the social networking individuals are the reason that Facebook is so popular. We are the reason that they have rich content. And so shouldn't we be the reason when they make their $104 billion tomorrow that we should be a part of that? You know, but it's unfortunate that many of us will continue to supply them with rich content, will continue to be a participant in their success without reaping any of the benefits. And so that's why I'm trying to raise awareness of the value that Facebook has. Now, people can argue on for and against, and you may even hear the GM president says, oh, yeah, Facebook, they don't sell cars. They don't sell a product. They don't have a service. You know, they're not going to be worth nothing. But yet and still, they're spending millions of dollars on a social media strategy for some reason. So don't let the people fool you when they go out and they talk about, you know, this IPO is not going to be worth. I want you to pay close attention to the conversations that happen tomorrow. You know, listen in to all of the people talking about the Facebook IPO and all of the information that will be given. And watch the stock price rise, fall. You see people panicking. You see people jumping. It's going to be a frenzy tomorrow. But what's your take? Is Facebook worth $104 billion? You know, I have my opinion. What's yours? You know, I really think the fact that word of mouth has been around for many, many, many years, right? You know, it used to be that, you know, you ask Harry and Harry tells Sally and Sally tells Susie. And then within no matter weeks or days, whatever product or service or goods that they were involved in, of course, the word get out. But nowadays, things goes viral just like that. So, you know, it really has a lot of value. And you look at the Twitter phenomenon and the fact that, you know, people say these things in 140 characters or less, and how everybody, you know, have these followers, and you tweet and you get involved and you talk about and you share your thoughts. It was a study in Harvard that came out today, I believe, that talked about why Twitter is so successful. It's because people like expressing themselves. They like to tell you what's on their mind, basically. And so, you know, if I had the freedom to tell you what's ever on my mind, I can hide behind this technology to say, yep, this is how I feel. I don't like this and I don't like that. And I never have liked that. And it makes me feel better because I'm able to vent in such a way. And I can weigh in and give you my opinion on this and that. So, you know, this Facebook phenomenon is really going to be around a long time. And I'm pretty excited about it. But I want to know what's your opinion. The number to call is 323-580-5712. Once again, the number is 323-580-5712. Now, just a few minutes, we're going to be bringing on Kellington. Now, I'm so excited about Kellington joining the call because, you know, I tell people all the time that, you know, I like to stay in my lane, right? You know, I am not a person that like to go out and do the plumbing myself, right? I call a plumber for that, you know, because I want an expert dealing with my issue. You know, when I go out and change the oil, yeah, I could probably change the oil, but why not? I mean, why not take it to an expert? That's what they're in. And when it comes to technology, when it comes to social media marketing, when it comes to leadership, you come see me because that is what I specialize in. You know, I spent 12 years, 11 months in the United States Army, fought in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, you know, was a part of you know, the whole conflict over there, was air assault qualified, went overseas, spent some time in Germany. You know, I was involved in a lot. And so leadership is something that, you know, I spent years doing, leading people through, you know, real difficult situations. Of course, I have an undergraduate degree and a graduate degree in computer science and has just recently been accepted into the PhD program in engineering at Texas Tech University. So when it comes to technology, that's my area. But when it comes to finances, I like to seek a professional. And that's why I'm so excited to be having Kellington join us here in just a few minutes. You know, this guy is a really phenomenal individual, really spirit-filled individual, dynamic, and very, very smart. I like dealing with people that knows what they're doing. So I'm very excited to have him on here in just a few minutes. He's going to be joining us. So in the meantime, I want you to weigh in on this Facebook like thing, this Facebook IPO. What do you think? Is it going to be big or is it going to be something different? The number to call is 323-580-5712. Once again, the number to call is 323-580-5712. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and I think when we come back, we're going to go ahead and bring on Kellington. So you're listening to Current Events with Patrick Cook. We'll be back in a moment.
Faith Missionary Baptist Church would like to invite you to an evening of smooth, contemporary, and inspirational jazz on Saturday, May 19th, from 4 to 7 p.m. Performing will be featuring artists Josh Spencer and The Expressions. Also performing will be Ace Saint, Jazz Jr., Philip Brewer, and The Mustard Seed. This event is free, so bring your lawn chairs, blankets, and sunblock. Come out to enjoy the food, vendors, and great music. That's Saturday, May 19th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at 6710 Garner Road in Rowlett, Texas. For more information, contact LaDarian at hotmail.com. That's LaDarien at hotmail.com.
Enterprises have joined forces with Google Inc. and Amazon.com. With this new partnership, our companies, TaylorMade Training and Consulting, Current Events, and AskGema, can now offer you the best deals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether you're looking for a discounted book for your book club or a very special gift for a friend, family member, or loved one, TaylorMade's Marketplace is where you should go first. Visit our website at TaylorMade101.com. and click on Marketplace to get the best deals today.
Need a new website? Haven't figured out your social media strategy? Are you finally ready to tweet, post, or blog? Well, look no further. Go to TaylorMade101.com. That's TaylorMade101.com. We are the number one resource for small businesses and nonprofits. We're a full service, interactive consulting firm specializing in social media marketing, web design, technology workshops, as well as leadership and management training. So go to TaylorMade101.com. That's TaylorMade101.com. Google me.
Welcome back to Current Events with Patrick Cook. To join the conversation, the number to call is 323-580-5712. Once again, the number to call is 323-580-5712. And I said before the break, I was really excited about having Kellington on because, again, he is the professional in this particular area when it comes to finances. So, again, my domain or my lane is in computer science. I stay in that lane. When I want a professional, when they're talking to finances, I call Kellington. That's why I'm so glad to have him on the show today. Kellington, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Patrick. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. Well, first of all, let me say thank you for joining us tonight. We really appreciate that. I know with the Facebook IPO coming out tomorrow, I know the financial world is going crazy. So I know you've probably been busy, 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 just trying to get people information, trying to help them understand. So first, I would like to start with you kind of giving the listening audience a little bit of your background and some of the things that you do.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I want to thank you for the opportunity to come on, my brother in Christ, and I truly, truly appreciate what you're doing. And I want to commend you for going back to school and pursuing your PhD. I'm expecting big things out of you, and I pray God's favor on you and your continued success. With that,
thank you. I appreciate that.
As it pertains to myself, my mission has always been pretty simple. And that's simply to educate God's people with biblical principles and equip them with practical concepts that are applicable to their daily lives. And then lastly, I simply want to empower them to live a life of prosperity that God has ordained. And when I talk about life of prosperity, I don't mean financially wealthy. I simply mean that you're successful as defined by your terms. And with that being said, my background for the last, I started in the industry, I was 19 years old, believe it or not, and had amazing teachers in the financial realm. working a few firms and have several licenses and certifications, more than I care to think about. And I've had a chance to evolve into this industry, grow. And with that being said, my emphasis at this point in my career, I really deal with a lot of safe money strategies and secure ways to grow a steady income for retirement. And that's really the niche of my practice.
Wow. So talk about the different ways that one could potentially do that then. I mean, so I know there are several options, and, okay, I'm going to go old school. I mean, I remember when I first started several years ago, you know, people were big on buying CDs, right? You know, certificates of deposits and, you know, savings accounts. You know, there are just different vehicles. And now I'm talking about stocks, and there's also mutual funds and there are bonds. And so there are so many different vehicles out there products out there to save. So how do I navigate all these different things?
That's a great question, Patrick. And ironically, a couple of weeks ago in the USA Today, on the front page, the first article you saw on the front page of the paper read, "The Cost of Financial Illiteracy." And the subtitle read, "Millennials are just the latest group of generations to struggle with dollars and cents, yet this enduring national problem isn't getting any better." Simply stated, people really don't have they don't have an idea of what to do financially. With that being said, I'll pose a question to you, Patrick. Do you know anyone who's lost money in the market?
Absolutely. I'm included. Go ahead.
Okay.
No doubt about that.
I want to pose a question to you. We know that the market goes up. We also know the market goes down. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Can you tell me when that's going to happen?
Absolutely not.
What I tell people, it's not a matter of whether or not it's going to. It's when it's going to happen, and that's what we can't depict. So what I do is I implement strategies to hedge against my downside losses while maybe restricting my upside potential somewhat. But, again, I don't have to worry about losing principal. With that being said, there are several vehicles available to individuals. And one of the things people have to realize is there nothing beats a steady plan, period. If you want to know how to get ahead, you have to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, you're simply chasing after a pipe dream. And our prime example, we're talking about this IPO tomorrow. The problem with this is once it hits the general public, you've already missed the curve. It's no different than if you were to catch a flight or you had a scheduled flight. If you get to the airport and the plane is taxiing down the runway, what's the probability of you catching that flight?
Absolutely zero to nil.
Absolutely. The IPO is taxiing down the runway. By the time it hits general public, it's already old news. With that being said, you know, your best advice is to put a plan together, work with some individuals. You mentioned CDs earlier, and people actually lose money in CDs. They don't think that's possible, but it is. The other thing is if you have someone that's actually lost money in the market, as we discussed earlier, why would you continue repeating that cycle? For example, if you had a $100 bill, and this is just simple math, and you lost $50, what do you have left?
$50. I'm an engineer, and I got that one. That was an easy one. Give another softball like that.
Now, what percentage did you have to make to get back to $100?
Oh, probably 150%.
You have to make 100%.
Okay.
Now, the question is, when was the last time anything returned 100%? You name it.
Nothing. That's why I was thinking 150%, because you're going to be losing and gaining at the same time, right?
And that's what people are doing. They're losing money, and
yep,
they're trying to hit a home run saying, hey, you know what? If I can just make this and make that, then I'll get back even. When the reality is, it doesn't work that way. It's not
that's
about
right.
what you can make. It's what you can keep.
That's
and
right.
So, again, you know, you have to be comfortable in knowing that you have a strategy, you're going to stick with it. And should you choose to purchase stocks or any other instrument on your own, apply some simple rules such as the rule of 100, which is a common rule implemented in financial planning across the country. It's not rocket science. If you were to take your age, subtract it from the number of 100, it shows you the amount or the percentage you should actually have in what are called red money or risky accounts, such as stocks and so forth. So, for instance, if you're 50 years of age, no more than 50% of your portfolio should be in somewhat speculative investment. The other thing should be in safe money returns that can get you a guaranteed income stream, because our goal is to have it there when we need it most. And that's what we practice. And that's what we practice.
So
the other thing that
– So what I
I'm
hear,
sorry, go ahead.
So what I hear then is it's not don't invest. There is a percentage you should be considering, i.e. don't do it all, but you should diversify in some form.
Absolutely. You have to diversify. And with that being said, again, you have to understand most people have no earthly idea what their FIN number is. And when I say FIN, that is simply your financial independence number. What amount of money do I need to ensure when I retire I don't have to go back to work? Most people couldn't tell you that number if you ask them today. They have no earthly idea.
I'm one of those people. So how does one calculate that?
Well, they give me a call, and I help them with it. But,
what's that number so everybody knows right now? So if they want to call you tomorrow, what's that number?
Again, my toll-free line is 877-809-2691. And we have a plethora of professionals across the country in various disciplines that specialize in everything from tax strategies to tax-free retirement strategies to safe money strategic investments as well. So, again, we don't take a look at a specific investment per se. What we look at is the entire person, the family, and what their long-term goal is, how to get them there comfortably without risking the farm. And I think that's what people have to do. Remember that slow and steady wins the race. It's not how much you make, it's what you keep.
You know, I like that whole slow and steady thing because, you know, I'm not rich, right? And so and I have a whole bunch of pipe dreams. I can tell you – I can't tell you my FIN, but I can tell you my FIN win, and that's the financial number I wish I could have to retire.
Well,
you know,
I think
but,
we all have.
Right, you know, so it would be great if I could really get that number. But the reality is I'm not. I'm just like most people trying to, you know, make earn an honest living and then put some away. So, you know, I can't afford to put $400, $500, $600 a month away. Are there ways for me to get into the game at a fraction of $400, $500, $600? Are there ways for me to at least start, even though I don't have, you know, big money to put away?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the things that I've always prided myself in personally. If I don't believe in minimums for clients, my son is 9 years of age. And what I've trained him to do since he was 8, he has a checking account, he has a debit card. And anytime he gets money, we are tithers in my household. 10% of his money goes to his tithing. The other 10% goes to his savings, and 80% he has to spend off of. And he's absolutely ecstatic with that 80%. What we have to do is focus on teaching the next generation how not to duplicate the mistakes we made. Most people, and I mean the brightest of the bright, MBAs included, most people learn about their finances once they've ruined them. Prime example.
That is true.
You take an 18-year-old kid, you stick them on a college campus, they get bombarded with credit card offers, knowing that these children have no way of paying this money back. They go to 4 years of college. If they go to grad school, an additional 2 years, so they've got 6 years of school. In the interim, they've taken out a credit card, and they're thinking that their financial life starts when they graduate, but it actually started 6 years ago when they took out the first credit card to get a free T-shirt and a pizza.
Hmm.
So what we're doing is we're going into campuses. We just partnered with the school district here in Dallas, and we're actually going throughout the country, and we're teaching these concepts to kids before they leave high school so they don't have to go through the same mistakes that many of us made. So
wow.
That's my passion. That's what I enjoy, and that's our missive. Specifically for someone who wanted to get started, the first thing we have to do is to attack the debt structure. If I were coming to your house, Patrick, and I called you up and said, hey, Patrick, this is Kellyton. I'm trying to get to your home. How do I get there? What question would you pose to me?
Where are you coming from? What's your starting point?
A lot of times people have a destination in mind, but they have no earthly idea where they're starting from. That's where we begin. we take a look at the holistic approach. We take a look at the debt structure. We try to eliminate those things. Rarely have I sat with a client and not been able to show them how to free up money they didn't think they had. I met with a young lady last night, single mother. She spent $22,000 last year eating out.
Wow. Wow. $22,000.
$22,000.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, again, it's not a matter of whether we have funds, because we know we're a consumer society, consumer-based society. We have access to capital. We utilize it every day. However, where we're placing that capital can either make or break us, and that's what we try to do. Is I don't tell people to give up eating out because you're not going to do that, but I say instead of doing it 7 days a week, why don't we cut that back to four?
That's reasonable.
It's reasonable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the flip side of that is all of my clients know me, and I'm not their investment guy. I'm not their insurance guy. I'm not their tax guy. I'm their financial guy. So mm-hmm. when they call me, we make sure the right hand knows what the left hand is doing. We have a team of professionals that stay in their lane, as you said earlier. I love that phrase. And the things we do well, we do well. The things we don't, we know individuals that do.
Right. Right, absolutely. That's why I'm calling you. That's why I'm so excited to have you on, because I know you know what you're doing. So very excited. And I thank you for coming on, because this is invaluable information. You know, I talk about all the time, you know, the phrase of, you know, people perish for the lack of knowledge. And so you can't say that when you listen to this show. We're going to give you everything from the right people. So very excited to have you on again.
Well, you know, what you're quoting is Hosea 4:6. And as you know, you had a chance to attend one of my biblical workshops.
Yes.
I'm theology first and everything else second. So, again, I truly am passionate about this. I'm passionate about seeing people achieve their dreams and, more importantly, ensure that those assets can be transferred to the next generation, because that's what we're obligated to do, is leave an inheritance for our children's children.
Yeah.
And should we endure ourselves? Absolutely. But if you don't know how to transfer wealth, you're creating or playing into a perpetual cycle that doesn't get anyone ahead. These are the things that very basic concepts we teach that make a world of difference for generations to come. It's not about us, and that's what we have to realize. It's not about our financial situation currently. It's about how we can improve that situation moving on towards the next generation and ensuring they don't duplicate our mistakes. That's the nuts and bolts of it.
I often talk to friends and family about starting from zero. And that concept is pretty kind of trivial if you think about it. But the reality is if you come from a background where your parents didn't have anything, your grandparents didn't have anything, so that's not going to necessarily mean you're going to grow up with these things starting out. So we go to school, or we try to get into school, and we try to purchase our first home, or we try to, you know, we may mortgage our life out by getting student loans. And so in a lot of cases, we start in the negative. You know, we don't start at zero or plus. We start in the negative because of those things are not preparing the next generation or not having the funds available for whatever reason. In a lot of cases, we don't get a chance to start from zero or either in the positive. So I want to talk about those families out there that are listening to the show that are in that situation and that are already in the negative and will not and struggling to get to zero. What are some of the things that they can do right now today? You know, I want them to give you a call. What's that number to give you a call? And what can you do to that person right now today?
Well, one of the things, and you bring up a very valid point, when we talk about working with clients, one of the things we calculate is not only the financial independence number, but we also look at a person's net worth. And in most cases or several cases, we come across individuals that have a negative net worth, as you indicated. That's not uncommon. However, it's also not detrimental. One of the best things you could bring into a situation is a positive mindset. I am one of those individuals that believes in tough love. If you come to me with a sob story, I will tell you to come back when you're ready to talk about it. Because again, we have to be in this together, and I can't want it more than you do. You give me someone with a positive mindset, I can assure you we will work with that individual to get them where they need to be. Now, in cases where someone may not be able to invest at a moment, at this time. There's nothing wrong with that. Understand that my first obligation is not to provide them with an investment strategy. It's to provide them with the financial security and peace of mind they need, which may be we need to start a savings account. Because one of the things I've seen happen, and this is one thing that bothers me, is when I see people that have began an investment strategy, but they have no liquid savings to fall back on. Because the first thing that happens, especially if it's a qualified account, now this individual has actually done an injustice. Because if they go access those funds, you've now got to pay ordinary income tax in addition to a penalty for accessing those funds. When if you've waited a year, built up a reserve, and then started that program, or allowed us to help you get out of debt, then we'd be in a much better situation. So, again, it's not about where do I put my money. It's about how do I restructure my entire financial picture. And that's the concept that people have to get in the mindset of. It's not a transactional-based life. It's a holistic-based life.
Wow. I like that. I might have to steal that one from you. So let's talk a little bit about the person that's probably has saved and saved a couple hundred or a couple of thousand dollars and is ready to make that move, right? They, you know, they made some sacrifices, made some changes, and now Facebook IPO coming out tomorrow, they want to buy all the stock they can, right? They want to just dump it all in there. They're 30 years old, and they applied the rule of 100 and says, I got 70% that I can dump into the market. Is that a good approach, or what could you do for a person like that? Let me ask that question. What could you do for a person that has saved that money and ready to make a move? How can you help them maneuver? What kind of strategy can you provide for them?
Well, me personally, I used to work heavily in the security sector. I no longer do. I am not a huge advocate of securities, meaning equities. However, I am a advocate for conservative risk investments or safe money investments. What that means is if I told you, Patrick, you know, you can make 6 to 8% with no risk to your principal consistently, would that be attractive to you?
Absolutely.
I do it every single day. And the trade-off is this. When the market drops 50%, you're not going to lose 50%. But when it goes up 100%, you may only make 80%. And that's the trade-off you have to be comfortable with. That's how my personal practice operates. Again, for someone who wants to buy money, buy, you know, whatever investment, if it falls within their plan, the real question they have to ask themselves is, if I make this investment, how is this going to affect me overall? And if I make a huge investment in whatever instrument, how is this going to affect me? Am I willing to lose the capital that I'm staking in this investment? And if they cannot definitively answer that with a yes, they need to reconsider.
Okay, so, you know, I'm a big proponent of study to show yourself approved, right? I'm a big proponent of getting the knowledge and all things, getting an understanding. How can I do that? What are some of the periodicals, or can I go to a website, or what's the first step that one can take to start to begin to learn, A, the language, and then B, you know, the right strategies to apply to their life to make the right decision. And then finally, how to come with that fin. That fin sounds good to me.
Well, the thing is, Patrick, we first and foremost have to understand that during our parents' generations, and I say our parents because they're older than us, they lived in the industrial age, which meant that their scholastic IQ was the most important thing they had. You were taught to go to school. Once you're done with high school, you're going to go to college and get a bachelor's. And then when you're done with your bachelor's, you're going to get what? A master's. And then when you finish your master's, you're going to go get
PhD.
A doctorate, right?
Yep.
And it was told that if you do those things, you're going to work at a company 30 years, and the company's going to give you a nice pension, and now you're taken care of. Well, what we have now is what's called the age of information. So whereas in the industrial age, your academic IQ was the most important thing you could have, now in this age of information, your financial IQ trumps everything else. Because if you don't understand how money works, you're destined for failure. I don't care what your income is. This is why you have people that win a lottery 1 year and they're broke 2 years later.
Yeah,
because they
yeah.
got the money, but they kept the same habits. So how do we get this? Well, everyone has access to the Internet. Everyone, in most cases, unless you live under a rock, you have access to the Internet. Those who listen to your show right now have access to the Internet. That's how we're communicating.
Absolutely.
There are tons of places you can go. The newspaper on a daily basis, if you want to watch CNBC or CNN or any major network, which you can't get away from it, it's all around us. And if you take a look at what's happening with our country, the advent of IRAs and Roth IRAs, all these instruments, they didn't come about by happenstance. Our government understood that, hey, we can't support everyone, so we've got to give them tools or the ability to at least prepare to take care of themselves. And with that being said, the writing's on the wall, and we need to be observant of it, and more importantly, we need to be mindful of where we're headed. So with that being said, you know, definitely your Internet access are some great things. I'm a personal fan of USA Today and the Wall Street Journal. I love both of those articles, those periodicals. In addition to, I subscribe to several other services, Bloomberg and things of that nature, that give me daily updates. And one thing I pride myself on is the fact that the knowledge in this industry, like most others, doubles on average every 5 years. What that means is what you knew 5 years ago is irrelevant. So if you're not a student of this industry, it's going to be impossible to keep up with the changes. I do it every day, and I still don't know it all.
Right, yeah.
So you've got to immerse yourself in those things that are important to you.
Yeah, you know, and you have to, right, because you have to respect your money just like you respect, you know, your careers and everything else you do. Otherwise, it will get away from you, and you gave a good example of the people that win the lotteries. So what happened with the 401ks? How do we know we can trust these brokers, and how do we know that the 401k, you know, because the 401ks drop. I mean, how do we know who to trust in this industry nowadays? You know, we look at –
well,
yeah.
I'll tell you, you said a key word. You said a word that tells you why you shouldn't trust many people. You describe someone by the title, which was broker. When you listen to someone who's best interest in your – guess how you end up? Broker. And
I like that.
One of the problems I have with this industry is a lot, oftentimes some of the investment decisions that are recommended are not often in the best interest of the client. And, for instance, you may have someone say, hey, you know, this account's down significantly. In that case, you're going to get a few different responses. One may be, well, yeah, it's down, but you should buy more because it's at a discount. And my response to that is, well, if it was at a discount and you knew there was going to be a discount, why didn't you wait on the sale price and said you sell it to me at a premium?
Yeah.
Or you may hear someone say, hey, it can only go up from here. Well, I'm glad you think so. But again, we just discussed earlier, even if it goes up 100%, I'm going to break even, best case scenario. So traditional industry responses typically benefit the person selling the product as opposed to the person who's actually at risk. And so I would just encourage anyone to be very selective about whom they choose to listen to and get a second opinion. There's nothing wrong with consulting. I mean, Proverbs says that there's in a multitude of counsel, there's safety. And that's one of the things we have to understand. No one knows it all, which is why I don't profess to know it all, which is why I have a team of designated professionals that know significantly more than myself. So it's a holistic approach, ensuring the right hand knows what the left hand is doing, and we're not just making transactional decisions, but we're making holistic decisions that are going to open, have an overall implication to our long-term financial picture. Don't look for the quick fix. There's no such thing as get rich quick.
Yeah. You're listening to Current Events with Patrick Cook. To join the conversation, the number to call is 323-580-5712. Once again, the number is 323-580-5712. We'll be joined by my great friend and financial advisor, I should say, Kellington J. Wilson, Sr. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to take your calls. You're listening to Current Events with Patrick Cook. Be back in a moment.
Cook Enterprises have joined forces with Google Inc. and Amazon.com. With this new partnership, our companies, Tailor Made Training and Consulting, Current Events, and Ask Steamer,
can now offer you the best deals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether you're looking for discounted books for your book club or a very special gift for a friend, family member, or loved one, TaylorMade's Marketplace is where you should go first. Visit our website at TaylorMade101.com and click on Marketplace to get the best deals today.
Current events with Patrick Cook is joining the fight with First Lady Michelle Obama to help feed hungry children and stop childhood obesity. During the school year, many children receive free and reduced price breakfast and lunch as a result of the school breakfast and national school lunch programs. However, when the last bell sounds, marking the end of the school year, for many, it marks the beginning of hunger that will plague them throughout the summer. Here at Current Events, we're going to fill that nutrition gap and make sure children can get the nutritious meals they need. To learn how you can help with this worthy cause, go to TaylorMade101.com and click on Hunger Free. That's TaylorMade101.com and click on Hunger Free.
Thank you for your call. Let me read you a couple of my Twitter family, and then I'll have you respond, Dr. Hutchinson. But I want to read the first one from one of my best Twitter family members, Ask Jima. And Ask Jima says, Reverend Al, today is my birthday, and I'm sitting in Barnes & Noble Starbucks watching you online, driving people around me crazy, and I want to wave at her and the folks she's driving crazy and wish her a happy birthday on her 21st birthday. That's my friend, and of course, my equal.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Current Events with Patrick Cook.
Patrick Cook.
Welcome back to Current Events with Patrick Cook. To join the conversation, the number to call is 323-580-5712. Once again, the number to call is 323-580-5712. So, Kellyson, I want to know, I'm pretty excited about what you're doing. So kind of give us a comprehensive look into the services that you offer, you know, and then also how do we get in contact with you? We want to blow your phone line up. We need to get our financial health in order. It's just like we're trying to do with education, just like we're trying to do with our health. We need to get our financial health in order, too. So how do we do that?
Well, again, it all begins with controlling debt. One of the things that we've seen on a national level is we've seen our debt ceiling be raised on several occasions, and each time that's happened, it's created panic throughout the market. It's created panic in consumer confidence. And so we've seen how debt actually hinders us from being progressive as a country. And when we take that down to a more granular level to an individual, it's no different. When we have mountains of debt out there, it hinders us. It literally strangles the life out of us. And so we've got to get that in check first and foremost. Once that's in check, everything else typically comes really, really easy, quite honestly. Building a short-term savings, ensuring that we have adequate short-term savings to ensure that if any emergencies do take place, we don't have to dip into our long-term investments to sustain ourselves. And so those are just a couple of the basic steps we can take for specific consultations. I can take calls at toll-free 877-809-2691. Again, that number is toll-free. It's 877-809-2691. You can also go to Kingdom Wealth FM, as in Frank Mary. Again, that's Kingdom Wealth FM, as in Frank Mary, .org. And you can sign up for our e-newsletter, and we'd be more than happy to talk to you.
That's awesome. So what you the things that you're describing here, you know, get your debt in order, start a savings account, start small, you know, set up a strategy. Sounds easy, but so why is it so hard for people to actually do it?
Well, quite honestly, Patrick, because it's not easy. There's no easy answer to that question. And one of the things people hate to do is a self-assessment. I was no different. And I'm one of those guys who had the privilege of working around pretty savvy individuals most of my career. I also had the fortune of amassing a significant net worth at a relatively young age. And I also had the misfortune of losing some of that due to no fault of my own, just due to market climates and things of that nature. And one of the things my grandparents taught me was the best lesson is a bought lesson. So, you know, when you lose a significant amount of capital, trust me, you avoid those mistakes again. And unfortunately, we sometimes have to go through some things to get to a point of being able to face ourselves for who we truly are before we can move forward. So, you know, as far as getting started, I know it may seem like it's a mountain, but with the proper guidance, with the proper assistance, we can help people transition relatively easily from where they are to where they want to be. I'm not going to say there won't be work involved, because there will be. However, again, if you show me someone with a positive mindset that wants to make it happen, and they have a genuine desire to make it happen, we want to work with those people.
Okay, so when I look at this self-assessment, right, I mean, that's obviously you emphasize that several times. And what's involved in that self-assessment? I mean, do I need to, what are some of the things that that's involved in it, basically?
Well, we have a short form that we send. The form collects a certain amount of data that we need. We help you fill it out if need be. We take a look at reserves. We take a look at projected retirement dates. We take a look at several different things that this individual is going to have to take into consideration as they move towards their goal. With that being said, one of the first things we tackle, again, is the debt. We saw what happened in August of last year when there was a fear that the United States would default on their obligations. We saw what happened in the markets. We saw what happened when the U.S. credit rating was downgraded. So, again, it's at a larger scale, but when you take it down to the granular level, meaning individuals, it's the same concept. So that's where we began. And we tackle things, and we utilize some creative strategies as well. A lot of times for my high net worth clients, there's some different strategies we can utilize for them that we can't utilize for those who don't qualify for certain opportunities. But it doesn't mean we can't help those who are not high net worth individuals. Because my goal, again, is not to set minimums and maximums. I'll never make a recommendation. What I will do is educate a client to the point where they can make an informed decision.
Okay, so if I'm married or if I'm single, does that matter at all? Do I need my spouse involved? What about if I have children? I mean, what's the whole process to be able to find it, get that complete picture?
Well, if you're single, then obviously it's a little bit easier because there's no one you're accountable for. However, when you start dealing with families, it gets significantly more complicated. Because now we're talking about not only accumulating wealth, but ensuring that that can transfer to the next generation. And knowing how to do that is significant, because when you start falling into categories and dealing with estate taxes, which is an excise tax, then you start talking about some significant contributions that don't go to you, but they go to the IRS. And I'm going to give you a key phrase here. You see the word V?
Mm-hmm.
And you see the word IRS?
Mm-hmm.
When you put it together, what does it spell?
VRS? Virus.
There's theirs. So do you want it to stay with you, or do you want it to become theirs?
Right. Yeah.
So again,
there are certain
strategies we do that, again, our goal is not only helping you accumulate the wealth, but ensuring that it's there when you need it at whatever point that may be, for whether it be college funding, whether it be retirement planning. And then we also want to ensure that those assets can pass on to the next generation and do so without incurring a significant amount of taxes. So.
Okay. I thought you said V as in Victor and in the IRS. I was like, with virus, and I definitely don't want it. But no, I definitely understand. Well, so what happens if I'm an individual with some grown children, or, you know, or getting ready to enter college? Is there anything I can do? Can you help me out a little bit?
Absolutely. Again, we don't discriminate against anyone. I believe that everyone who wants to be helped can be helped. You know, the more time you have, then obviously the more you can do. But even those who have waited until they were more mature, I won't say older, I'll say more mature, it's not the end of the world. And I'm telling you, when you sit down with someone and you can help them see the light at the end of the tunnel, that's a great feeling. And that's what I enjoy doing every single day. I enjoy teaching concepts that literally free people from the bondage they're in currently. So whether you're 6 or 60, it doesn't matter. Again, we have professionals in specific designations that can work with virtually any circumstance, quite honestly.
Well, that's outstanding. Okay, so we're closing in on the end of the show. I wanted to ask, you know, do you have any final thoughts or any comments, or, again, kind of emphasize, you know, how they can get in contact with you and the type of services that you can offer?
Well, absolutely. First of all, again, I just want to thank you for the job you're doing with Current Events. You know, I love the show. The show is definitely one of my personal favorites, and I'm looking forward to doing some more things with you in the future, and I truly want to support your endeavors. And I'm looking forward to great things happening with you. So I truly thank God for the opportunity to come on and share with your listeners and just be a part of this moment. So I'm looking forward to you going bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger things. So, again, and if people want to reach out to contact me directly, again, my toll-free number is 877-809-2691. Again, that's 877-809-2691. And I can be reached at that number toll free, or they can go to the word Kingdom Wealth SM as in Frank Mary .org, and they can just sign up for the e-newsletter, and we'd be more than happy to add them to that mail list. And you know, we just look forward to hearing from the listeners.
Well, again, I am very, very excited to have you on. Really admire what you're doing. You know, I talked a little bit earlier about the fact that when we look at our overall health, we primarily talk about our physical health or our mental health in a lot of cases, but very rarely or maybe just recently we began the conversation to talk about our financial wealth. You know, a lot of people talked about the Martin Luther Kings and the things that he did with civil rights, but the reality is he was moving toward a more of a financial movement. And I think that kind of got lost in the whole civil rights movement. And so I like the fact that we can now have people that are very well versed like yourself in a topic, so we can begin to now kind of reinitiate the whole financial health in our society, because we're really, especially with the, you know, you mentioned the debt ceiling going up and the fact that we had the credit card issues over the last several years, the mortgage crisis that hit us, and then, you know, even before that, we had the tech bust. I mean, so we really have to be really cognizant of what's happening with our financial health. And so I'm just really thankful that you were able to find some time in your schedule to help to come out and talk to us today.
Well, again, Patrick, I commend you for taking this issue on and meeting it head on and not shying away from it. This is a phenomenal medium to be able to have such a conversation and exchange dialogue across the globe, quite honestly, because, again, it no longer affects us as a country. It affects us as a world. Our fiscal system is no longer restricted to the U.S. of A. It impacts us globally. So, again, the issues we're dealing with here are issues across this world. And quite honestly, we all have to take a self-assessment, and we've got to prepare to, if we want to reach the levels we once were or exceed those levels, we've definitely got to tackle these things head on. We can't continue to put our head in the sand and expect them to go away. We've got to deal with the issues, as tough as they may be, but I can assure you when we face those giants and overcome them, we'll be a stronger person and a stronger people because of them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's our show for today. I would like to thank all the listeners for tuning in. And, of course, a special thanks to Kellington. Yes, he is the greatest, so you should give him a call. And that's at 1-877-809-2691. Once again, that number is 877-809-2691. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, and that's at TaylorMade101. That's TaylorMade101. You're listening to Current Events with Patrick Cook. I'm your host, Patrick Cook, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. We are the number one resource for small business and nonprofits. Remember, it is written, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So stay engaged, stay informed, and stay plugged in to Current Events with Patrick Cook. Now, don't forget to bookmark this site and visit my blog at TaylorMadeTalkRadio.blogspot.com. You're listening to the sounds of George Spencer. Take us away, George.